Hey everybody, I'm Carrie Samuel and I'm an epidemiologist with the Chronic Disease Bureau in the state of Montana. And I'm going to talk with you about arthritis. So the Montana Arthritis Program does a lot of work with community-based organizations to implement programs at community levels. And one of our goals is really to use surveillance data in a really smart way to target how programs are implemented and provide technical assistance and really to expand and sustain reach of these programs. One of the challenges we've really had in Montana is getting programs into rural areas and then also sustaining them. And so some of this is looking at how can we use what we know about arthritis in Montana to really help what we do with the programs. And with that in mind, so Montana is a very rural state overall. So one of the questions we have is, before we really look at the data, is what do we mean when we say rural? Because kind of all of Montana really is. And we use the NCHS classification scheme, which has basically seven different categories of what a county might be. In Montana, we only have three of them, the small metro, the micropolitan, and the non-core. And that's Montana, so you can see there's five that count as small metro, five counties that count as micropolitan, and everything else is non-core. So when I say rural, I mean the non-core counties. And that's most of them. So let's take a look at BRFIS data. So one of the things about arthritis in Montana is that we see that men have a higher overall prevalence compared to the U.S. prevalence for men, and that's probably why we have a higher prevalence of arthritis in the state sort of overall. We have a pretty even gender split in the state. And then also when you look at the rural versus urban, there is a higher prevalence among people who live in rural counties. And again, when I say rural, I mean non-core. And then we know that the prevalence of arthritis is higher in selected groups. Some of this is not surprising. Age, people who are disabled, since arthritis is a big source of disability, and people who are obese. We also see higher prevalence among veterans and people with lower incomes. And then it looks like higher education is probably protective for folks. And then also, we see a lot of comorbid chronic conditions, and this is something that's really important to the arthritis program. All of these are significantly different. So among people who have arthritis, there's higher prevalence of all of these chronic conditions. So we also want to make sure that this isn't just because people who have arthritis tend to be older. So we have here some adjusted prevalence odds ratios. And so all of the health factors down here are controlling for these factors up here. We don't see any significant association with race as ethnicity. Montana is like 96%, 94% white, so some of this might be, there's not a huge sample there. We do also see that folks who live in rural counties, there is still higher prevalence, so even if you're controlling for age and gender and education. And then one of the big things here is that multiple chronic conditions is still very significantly associated. People have much higher odds of arthritis. And then also we're seeing some of the health-related quality of life stuff and cost as being a barrier to medical care. So for this, there's kind of two categories of implications that I think are really important, especially from sort of the program perspective. One of them is the health outcomes, that we really see this strong connection with multiple chronic conditions. And so that has meant that we've really emphasized expanding access to chronic disease self-management education and coordinating with other health promotion programs and making sure that we're really collaborating effectively with other programs in both the Chronic Disease Bureau and also with local organizations. And the local organizations are really the ones who are delivering a lot of these programs, so making sure that we're effectively linking with them and referring people who are in one program to another one, because we know that there is such a high burden of multiple chronic conditions. And then the other big category is health equity, and I could talk about this for way more than 5 minutes, but since I've got like 45 seconds, I think the biggest one is really sustaining reach in those rural areas. We know that they do have a disproportionate burden, and rural areas are challenging for arthritis programs for the reasons that they're challenging for a lot of other health care programs and health promotion programs, lack of access, lack of resources. And then we also think that there's probably something going on with occupational factors. People in rural areas tend to report having relatively demanding physical jobs or physical activity in their leisure time. Montana has a lot of ranching and agricultural work, so we think that there might be an association there, but it's hard to tell from something like BRFIS. And then we still see cost as a barrier to care being significantly associated, so there's probably some socioeconomic things going on that way as well. All right, so thank you, everyone. That's it. Oh.